So I made a bit of a mistake yesterday that worked out in somebody else's favor. Let's say hello to Alyssa, who is in Roscoe Village. Good morning, Alyssa.
Hi, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, so are you a nurse?
I am. Okay. I am the charge nurse, actually. That was the ICU.
Oh, wait. So you're the nurse that, like, on Grey's Anatomy or in the pit, you're, like, the one that's in charge of everything, and all the doctors are like, you better respect her.
Yeah, kind of. Anyway.
All right. Well, hey, first off, thank you for doing what you do, you and your fellow nurses.
Yes.
Secondly, so yesterday I ordered Starbucks for the three of us, and it was supposed to go to the Aeon Center Starbucks here downtown, but I sent it to my neighborhood one, Roscoe Village.
But, you know, there are no mistakes, just happy accidents.
Well, and these things happen. This has happened before where I've ordered something to the wrong place, and I know that generally it'll sit there on the counter until somebody throws it away. So we got on the radio and said, hey, if anybody wants some free stuff, go get it. Alyssa went and got it. All the stuff that was for John M. They didn't give you any kind of hard time, right?
Oh, no. They didn't even pay attention. Yeah,
She took everyone's order and walked away.
You know what? It's a Starbucks at 6-something in the morning. They're probably plenty busy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what we wanted is for you to rank and review our orders. So, the food, the drinks, did you enjoy? Because this is random stuff that you're picking up here. This isn't like something that you chose.
Right.
Well, let's start off by telling the people what we ordered.
Yes. I got a matcha.
Okay, what'd you get, Carla?
I got a vanilla sweet cream cold brew with 3/4 cream and an extra splash of vanilla.
Now, it's a very milky drink. Her drink has very little coffee in it. I got the iced coffee with cream, so it was just straight up iced coffee with half and half in it. And what I do, because Starbucks doesn't do sweet and low, I put sweet and low in it. But you obviously didn't have that with you, because I carry, like a little old lady, I carry little packets of sweet and low with me everywhere I go.
He has a box.
Yeah, and then Carla and the mod both got food. You got the slow roasted ham, egg, and cheese. Right?
Yeah, double smoked bacon cheddar and egg.
That's the one. And then Ahmad, you got the feta and spinach.
Feta, spinach, egg white wrap.
All right. Review our choices, please.
Okay. So I did give them out to the nurses I was working with, so I did take notes. Elizabeth got Carla's cold brew, and she said it was good, and normally she would rate it an 8 out of 10, but because it was free, it was an 11 out of 10.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
All right. Nice. Okay.
Sam got Ahmad's matcha latte, and she said it was like the perfect amount of sweets and caffeine because she'll get like over caffeinated at work and get anxious. So she was like, it was perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I like matcha.
Yeah, so then you ended up with my iced coffee.
I did. It tastes like the coffee I get out of my coffee machine at work.
She said it was familiar.
She said I could have got this at the office.
Yeah, it gets the job done. So,
what would you rank that?
Like kind of 1 to 10?
Yeah.
Like 5 out of 10, middle of the road.
All right.
So Ahmad and I got amazing, perfect 11 out of 10.
Let me tell you how wonderful that iced coffee would have been if you'd had my little packet of sweet and low.
Mm.
Just so you know.
That's what it was missing.
Okay. Yeah, it was missing the sweet low. So
missing artificial sugar.
Yeah, missing my artificial chemicals that I put into my drink every single day and that I carry. Yes. I have sweet and low in my car. I have sweet and low in my wife's car. My backpack, my wife's purse, it's everywhere we go.
Well, you have a problem.
I do. I have a caffeine problem. Yesterday, I was thinking about, I was out of Coke Zero at home, and I was like, how am I going to get some Coke Zero? I was like, do I go to 7-Eleven and just get it? It's might be a little bit of a problem. Anyway, glad you guys got that. And then you took it all the way to Evanston, so I'm sure it was all, the ice had melted and everything.
Nice and watery.
Was the food still good?
The food was still good. You know, we got a microwave in the break room, so we just threw it in the microwave, and it was perfect.
How long is your commute to Evanston?
You know, in the morning when it's that early, it's like 25 to 30.
Okay.
So it's not bad.
Do you just shoot up Western?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was on Western in school when I heard it, and I was like,
I'm going back. I love it. Cool.
Just a quick U-turn.
Well, how about that? Another Roscoe Villager. So I'm glad that you enjoyed that coffee, and we'll see you at the Burger Fest this weekend, yeah?
Yes, absolutely. I'll be there.
Nice. On Saturday, I'm going to be one of the burger judges. So you can come by and say hi.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a wonderful day. And thank you for waking up on your day off to review our stupid Starbucks orders.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me on. And thank you for the free coffee.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
We got you, Queen.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
And by we mean Moog.
Moog, yeah.
Moog and his mistakes.
Happy accidents, right?
Yes.
Isn't that a Bob Ross thing?
It is.
All right. There we go. It's Moog and Carla Mornings on B96, the rhythm of Chicago. It's B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings. Moog, Carla, and Ahmad, the MMA fighter. Ahmad almost got in a fight yesterday. We almost saw it go down.
Yeah. I don't think you guys have ever seen me like that before.
But you were defending our honor.
Thank you. I was.
Yeah, and that is much appreciated. So we were downtown here in the Loop, and we went to Target to buy a bunch of stuff. So we're doing a school supplies drive coming up soon, and we got the initial bunch
donation.
Yeah. We brought $1,000 worth of school supplies back from the Goth Target downtown to the radio station, and we had to carry it in bags several blocks.
Yes, and the bags were really heavy.
Bags, yeah, because they had like notepads and papers.
Binders and all sorts of things.
And so we're huffing up the street, okay? And it's several blocks, and also it's hot AF. It was like...
As H-E double hockey sticks, you can say it because it was.
Yeah, it was like 97 degrees yesterday.
Yeah.
And so we're minding our own business, just trying to make it back alive.
And everyone is carrying like two bags at least.
And we go walking up Randolph, and some guy carrying a bag of veggie sticks comes walking up to us and tries to feed us veggie sticks. He gets right in my face with his veggie sticks, and he's like, "Veggie stick?" And I'm like... carrying these heavy ass bags, and I'm like, no, I don't want stranger touched veggie sticks.
Right.
If there's anything that I want today, it's not that.
Yeah.
And so I just simply said, no. And then apparently he had an interaction with Ahmad.
Well, because you said no, but I think the part that you're missing is that he was like at one point trying to put it in your mouth.
Yeah. He was putting it up to my face so that I didn't have to grab it because my hands were full. He was trying to put this veggie stick in my mouth. And let me tell you, I do not want stranger touched veggie sticks.
He looked like he didn't wash his hands.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't look like a habit of his.
Well, okay, so then his what looked like wife was like filming this.
Yeah, like
thing.
Trying to record us in the cut, like for, I guess, I don't know, maybe they run an Instagram where they annoy people.
Yeah, maybe that's it. But we're all annoyed because it's 1,000 degrees. We're walking uphill, I guess, at this point.
Yeah, but then he starts following us.
Yeah. And that's when he approached me and he goes, "Just smile, smile." And ladies, I get it now. I get it why you hate that.
Don't tell me to smile.
While
now
I'm
not
carrying.
Smile.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm
and again,
not
we're carrying
smile.
Like 100-pound bags. Okay, that might be an exaggeration, but very heavy bags
very
of school supplies
bags.
That we're hoping don't like burst through the bag.
And I was just like so angry. I forgot what I even said. I was like, "Hey man, like,
you say, hey, bro, can you back up?"
Yeah, I was just like really mad. And if we didn't have a guest with us, much less kinder things would have been said. Yeah.
Ahmad,
for sure.
Did you use your straight guy voice?
Did I?
Back up.
No, I just think I just used my angry voice.
Okay.
I was upset.
Like, bro, get out of my face.
Like, he was telling me to smile, and I just felt like a rage boil inside my stomach.
Yep.
Like,
you're holding a... Okay.
Welcome to womanhood, Queen. Yeah.
You're holding a bag of veggie sticks on vacation, probably drunk at noon in Chicago. We are working, and this is the end of our workday, right? We've been up since 5 a.m. We're carrying heavy bags.
It was 1 p.m., bro. Honestly, get away from me.
Like,
I know 1 p.m. doesn't sound like a lot to most people, but at that point for us, it's been 8 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an aggressively long day, and now we're carrying these bags of school supplies back, and then we got veggie sticks guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, glad that you didn't get in a fight, but happy that you were down to throw down.
I really was. I've been itching to punch somebody. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie.
Wait, what was that one boxer? His name starts with an A. Ali?
Muhammad Ali?
Yes! You are now Ahmad the Ali.
I like that.
Yeah.
Only probably one of the most like legendary people of all time.
Oh, right? I'm sorry.
It's that guy's name starts with
I'm so sorry.
All right. Well, we made it through our thing, and we're going to be doing a school supplies drive. So coming soon, if you want to help out kids here in Chicagoland, mm-hmm. we'll have more information on that, how you can get involved. But thank you, Ahmad, for defending your honor and by proxy, all of our honor.
Anytime.
Yeah. It's B96. It's B96 with Moog and Carla Morning. So everybody's talking about the cyclospora, I believe it's called. And we need to go to a doctor, all of us collectively. But we're going to talk to Dr. Juanita Mora. Welcome to Moog and Carla Mornings.
Good morning. So wonderful to be here to talk about such an important topic.
I know. I'm sure you're getting a lot of questions about this as a doctor. But what exactly is going on? What do we have to stay away from? How do we know if we have it? Why is it so scary?
You would know.
Oh. Absolutely. So cyclosporiasis is basically a parasitic infection. Mm-hmm. So it basically, you eat a contaminated, for example, it tends to be in produce, so fresh leafy vegetables, or berries when it comes nice and fresh, or in contaminated water. Symptoms begin 7 to 10 days after exposure.
Oh.
It cannot be contracted person to person, just so people know.
Okay, so if you're chatting with somebody and they've got, it's not like COVID.
Exactly. And so when it basically begins, people begin with symptoms. So, for example, cramping, that watery diarrhea that can last weeks. So people have
it. Hold on. You said it can last weeks?
Weeks. Because it can relapse. People can get better and then they can get worse again.
So that's actually what happened to my partner. He started with really bad stomach cramps, and then he started getting the secondary part that comes out. And then he literally could not get up from the toilet.
Yeah.
And then after about 6 days, he felt a little bit better. And then yesterday, he was right back in there.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I guess I thought this is one of those things where, like, once your body builds an immunity to it, it's over, like a cold.
No, unfortunately not. And people can get recurrent infection. So they can eat again or drink contaminated water and they can get this parasite again.
Well, this is terrible.
But,
you know, we're talking to Dr. Juanita Mora about the cyclosporiasis, and this is this parasitic infection that's going around and giving people the runs.
Yeah. So what should we not eat? Like, what do we need to avoid? Where do we need to not go?
Salads. So this is like our ticket to not having to eat salads and vegetables and stuff for a while, right?
Well, no. We can eat salads, but safely. So one thing we're going to try to avoid at this time, it's back lettuce, back salad mixes as well, too. Any fresh berries, because they're going to be higher chance of contamination. And you want to opt. I always tell people, I'm telling my patients, you can do the fruits with the peel because they will be less likely to have the parasite. So, for example, oranges and pineapple.
Mango.
And mandarins, mangoes, exactly. So they're safe because the parasite can't penetrate through.
So
you want to wash any veggies that you're...
That was my next question. Does it help to rinse all the produce?
It can help, but unfortunately, sometimes it's not enough.
Ah, dang.
That's the thing. So this is why it's important. If people are really worried, they can use frozen or canned veggies and fruits, which would be a little bit... safer option.
They got some preservatives and they're old. That's the way to go. Well, this is good. And this is all to avoid explosive
diarrhea
that could last for weeks. Well, Dr. Mora, thank you very much. Do you think this is something that, like, I don't know that you have an answer to this. When will it go away?
So we often see every few years, we see an increase in these cases. So people shouldn't be worried.
Okay.
We definitely do. But one thing it should call the attention for is our FDA. We don't screen for this parasite in our food. So maybe this should be a call for now the FDA to screen. We screen for other bacteria and infections in our foods, but not this one. So as a doctor, I think that's one of the things when I go to Capitol Hill next that I want to talk to the FDA about.
All right. Well, Dr. Mora, I'm glad that you're on it. Thank you very much for this insight. And we're all going to avoid fruits and vegetables for the time being.
Just wants to not eat fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, pretty much. Thank you very much. And we hope that you have an amazing day and stay cyclo-free, okay?
Oh, you guys too. Have a beautiful day, everyone. Good morning.
It's B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings and Ahmad the Amazing here, who has apparently sold an item that was near and dear to him at one point, but was no longer needed.
Yeah, my boots. They were a little too thick.
And I'm curious what happened here. He's been very vague with us. I don't know if you got scammed, if you almost got scammed, if you got robbed, if you almost got robbed. So please do share the story.
Let's remember this is a judgment-free zone.
Okay. No, it's not.
These aren't the Planet Fitness studios.
Exactly.
Okay, fine.
So I wanted to get rid of these boots on Facebook Marketplace. And I posted them up. Someone in my neighborhood responded, I could walk there. I saw his picture, nice family man. He looks like an honest guy.
You know, first off, I hate when I put things on Marketplace, how quickly my messages fill up with just bots. Disasters. Bots. Mm-hmm. You never know. Yeah, so you do got to check their profile and see if it's a real person.
Right.
Yeah.
And he was. But the thing is, he says, hey, I'm over here, but I need to meet you in the alley. I was like, okay, cool. I get there.
Okay, cool.
Okay, cool. After I need to be, but I need to meet you in the alley. Why the alley?
It's daytime. I was okay with it.
The answer to me, I would always say, no. This is sketch.
We're meeting in a parking lot in broad daylight.
Yeah. It gets worse. I pull up. I'm like, hey, I'm in the alley. He goes, leave the boots in the alley and I'm going to try them on, but I need you to walk around the corner. And I was like, oh, what? Maybe he has a weird thing about his feet. I don't know. And so he says, if I like the boots, I'll leave the money there. I was like, oh, okay, I guess. This sounds terrible telling it back. And so
this is also sketch. I would be so long gone.
Okay, you know what? Before you finish the story, let's go through your actions.
Yeah,
okay.
Just to recap.
Yeah, a little recap.
Mm-hmm.
A stranger you don't know asks you to meet them in the alley, and you agree. There's decision number one.
Okay.
Decision number two, he says, leave the boots there.
Mm-hmm.
You walk away. If I like them, I'll leave the money there. Scout's honor.
Uh-huh.
What was your next move?
I went around the corner.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
What was he hiding for? First off, didn't you see his Facebook?
I did. So I saw his face.
Why hide? Is he shy?
Maybe he's shy about his feet. That's what I thought. But no, he wasn't just shy. He just wanted to rob me. I walked back around the corner. No boots. No money?
Ahmad.
It's so stupid telling it out loud.
This is the least surprising ending to this.
I'm glad you're laughing, Devo.
Because, at the end of the day, I wanted to get rid of them. But I wanted some cash for them.
Well, the market for used cowboy boots in Chicago probably isn't that great.
Exactly. So I was happy to get rid of them for a little cash, and I didn't get any cash.
Okay.
You
just got rid of the boots.
Yeah.
You gave them to a good home, I'm sure.
I mean,
he needed them more than you.
I guess so.
I think, though, if you learned anything, whenever it starts with meet me in the alley,
it's probably not a good sign.
Because there's so many other places you can meet. You could, like Carla said, you can meet at like a bar or a business. You just meet on the corner.
Yeah.
But the alley? Sketch.
He'd be like taking out his feet and putting on boots. Some people are shy about that.
Maybe he went for a walk to make sure they were comfy. And you just didn't give him enough time.
No, I waited about 5 minutes.
So, so then did you go back to Facebook and go like, hey, man, or did he block you?
I'm blocked.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. I'm blocked.
And then he went, wow, this was the easiest.
He was like, this guy is dumb.
Scam that I've ever pulled.
All right. Just way too naive.
What do they say in Texas? Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
You know, sometimes these things happen. 877-591-9696. Curious if you're listening. You tried to either buy or sell something and it went awry.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? What was the thing that let you know that it was sketch?
Meeting in the alley, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe they said, let's meet specifically in the alley.
Make Ahmad feel better, because please. I think we all
have fallen victim to dummy things
before. Yes, we've all been scammed or made to be silly.
Yeah,
idiots.
877-591-9696. It's B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings. Ahmad the Amazing here got scammed.
Womp womp.
Womp womp.
Did he get scammed or did he willingly give those away?
You know what? Wanted money, so no.
Bare minimum, you got duped.
Yeah.
When somebody on Marketplace tells you to meet them in an alley, just,
and just leave it there.
Leave it there. And,
yeah.
It's usually not a good sign. But we want to know who else is either you tried to buy or sell something and it went awry. 877-591-9696. Sydney and Barrington, who was part of the Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia, it was a Lollapalooza ticket scam. And this was this like this year?
Yeah, this happened like a month and a half ago. I was trying to buy, Lollapalooza tickets for my boyfriend's birthday, and I found this girl on, she was actually on the, it was like a Lollapalooza Facebook page that had like 90,000 members in it. I was like verifying with one of my friends, I was like, is this legit? I've never done this before. And he's like, yeah, that seems actually legit. Okay, so this, I put a message in the whatever thing, chat thing, and it's like, hey, is anyone selling Thursday Lollapalooza tickets? And I had a couple people comment, and I was like, I don't know, some of these look sketchy, but then this girl seemed legit, and her and I were texting all day on Messenger, Facebook Messenger, and she's like, okay, I'll give you one of the tickets if you give me, you know, the money for one of them.
Okay.
Two of them.
Sure.
And so I said, okay, sure. So we were texting, and she, quote-unquote, sent me the tickets. I swear, this looks like the most legit, like, Ticketmaster ticket I have ever seen.
Oh.
Like, it went through my Apple Wallet and everything.
Wow.
And I showed my boyfriend. I was like, hey, surprise. And he's like, dude, that's not real.
Oh,
that is
no.
A completely different color shade of blue of the actual Ticketmaster, because, you know, they have, like, blue on their, like, thing. And he's like, said that's not real. And then I, like, went back to message her. I'm like, yo, so what is this? And she blocked me.
Oh, my gosh. So that's impressive scamming, though, that they're able to figure out a way to get that into your Apple Wallet.
Right. That's scary.
Oh, it was insane. It was, and he's like, this is the craziest thing I have ever seen, like, a scammer go through for, like, $200.
Yeah.
Well, I think also, when you buy Lala tickets, it's a legit wristband. I don't think they do any digital.
Like Ticketmaster?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's true, because you end up getting,
Oh, Sydney, that's
what a bummer, Sydney. So are you going to make it to Lala? Yeah. Did you find a way to?
Yeah, I actually found some on Vivid Seats that are, like, legit.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
I paid a lot more on for them, but, I mean, you know, it's a learning experience. It happened. But we're still
going to
have fun either way.
Hell yeah.
That's such a nice way, an optimistic way to look at it.
Yeah, and I mean, at one point you go like, what am I going to do? Like, the money's gone,
right.
It happened, then you got to move on.
I can't do anything about it, so I'm like, you know what, you live, you learn, it is what it is, let's go have fun.
Yeah, well, have fun at Lala, and I hope that we see you out there.
Yeah, me too. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, all right. Bye, Sydney.
Bye, Sydney.
Grandma Debbie, so we're talking about when you either bought or sold something and it went awry. Could be on Facebook Marketplace or any of those, like, online things, scams. Grandma Debbie, what did you buy?
I bought a car seat for my grandson, so when he came to Florida, I wouldn't have to rent one.
Oh.
So, first place, we were meeting in a bowling alley, a lot of people. Okay, good to go. Get to the parking lot. I get a message from the lady. I have to meet her at her house now. So I call my daughter, tell her, send her my location, send her the address that I'm going to go. She's really freaking out now.
Your daughter's like, no, don't go to her house.
That's so sketchy.
I know. So I go to the house, and now there's a guy in the garage, no lady.
Shady.
So I quick give him the money, take the car and left because I didn't look at it, get home, give it to my boyfriend. He brings it to Florida, get here, put it in. There's no straps. And when I messaged the lady, she's like, I gave you the straps. I said, first of all, I didn't even see you. I seen some guy, and I do not have the straps.
We never met.
I lost $125, but I did put on Marketplace that it was a scam, that she scammed me.
Yeah.
So everyone else kind of knows because, $125 is a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And that's bold to scam somebody who comes to your house.
Yeah.
Because now, you scammed me. I know where you live.
Exactly.
And I would be back for those straps.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll come back strapped. Yeah. Like, come on.
Oh, okay. Carla is strapped now.
Just kidding.
Everyone, yes. Everyone be aware.
Be aware of the scammers.
Send your location. Yes, and send your location to somebody who knows.
Yeah, it is such a bummer that we have to watch out for the scammers, but it's just, this is the world that we live in. It's just the thing that we got to deal with these days, right?
Yeah. Just move on. It's all good.
What, did you end up getting like an actual car seat though for your grandkid?
Yeah, I just went and got one from Target. We used it twice, and then I brought it back.
Good old face.
Oh, you returned it.
Well, we only used it twice.
There you go.
You know, it doesn't count as scamming if it's a major corporation. You go,
right.
Debbie.
Yeah, you get it. All right, Debbie, have a great day.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye. All right, we are commercial free and about 10 minutes away from getting you on the phone for a chance to win $1,000 with Can't Crush Carla. It's Mogan Carla Mornings, B96.
How you doing?
It's B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings and our Chicago 250 time capsule. So for America's 250th birthday, we put together a time capsule and it's to be opened in the year 2276.
Yes, and we officially have a bunch of stuff that we've put in it that are representative of today's time, and we even are going to put it in the wall as we reconstruct the radio station.
So again, now we even have a place to put it. So in it, we've got some Giordano's deep dish pizza that's freeze-dried, for the record. It's not just going to rot for 250 years.
That would be gross.
We got some Malort. We've got a Cubs baseball. And we got a few other things. And we just want to show the world of 2276 what life was like back in 2026. So yesterday, we asked they're remodeling our building. We asked the construction people, can you put this in the walls? And they said, let's do it.
Which I really didn't think they would.
I'm not
so
sure they'd say no. But they're going to put the time capsule in the wall. The only thing, there's one thing that we're trying to figure out is like,
how is anyone going to know in 250 years, like, what is
in the wall?
Well, yeah, like what it is. Because it's this cylinder stainless steel thing. And I feel like
it looks like if you were watching a cheesy 80s or 90s movie, what a bomb would look like.
Right.
But it's not. It's a time capsule.
So I'm thinking we like what? Maybe we put like a little post-it note on it. Will a post-it note survive 250 years?
The sticky part definitely won't.
We can permanently
Do a Sharpie on it because it is stainless steel.
We can write open in 77. No, I mean open in 2770.
2276.
Oh, no. Maybe you write it.
Okay. Just a Sharpie. I don't know. Ahmad is telling me, though, that Joey from Torres Omar Jewelers in Logan Square is on the phone with us. And that you have some ideas regarding this time capsule. Hi, Joey.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, we're good. We're excited that we got this time capsule and that...
Are you going to dip it in diamonds?
Yeah, are you going to put a diamond in there? If so, we can just keep that.
No diamonds, unfortunately, okay. But I do have an idea. So let's definitely scratch the permanent marker idea. I don't think that would last 250 years, but I do have a really fancy laser graving machine that we can use.
Oh.
And we can engrave whatever you would like on the time capsule so that they can know where it's from and what you guys are doing here.
Oh, that'll last 250 years.
Definitely. Wait, okay. I mean, does it matter that it's not silver or gold? It's stainless steel. Can you still engrave it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, okay, what should we put on it? I want to put our names on it, but that seems selfish. We should just put it.
1,000% I want our names on it. I want, otherwise, who's going to remember us in 250 years?
Hopefully.
Exactly right. You guys got to let them know.
This is the history books. Okay, so you could put B96, Mogan Carla, time capsule, Chicago.
Can you put the date that they have to open it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we could put whatever you guys like. We could engrave it with laser.
That's cool.
All right. Well, and we'll throw your business card in there too, so they know who engraved it.
Fantastic. That's perfect.
Because I'm hoping that Torres Omar Jewelers
is open in 250 years still.
Yeah, maybe you got 1,000 locations at that point.
Well, we are celebrating 46 years this year, so 250 years sounds great.
All right. All right. Well, look at that. Well, you know what? Thank you for offering that up. That's very helpful. Now we got a place to put it. We got an engraving. I think we're pretty much good to go.
I think so, too. Yeah. Once it's engraved by y'all, we can close it up and put it in the wall.
And move on with our lives.
All right, perfect. So, yeah, bring it on by. We'd be happy to do that for you.
Okay, right. We're going to go today.
Oh, that's fine. I'll be there.
All right.
Okay, yay!
Thank you, Joey.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Just give me
B96.
Can't crush Carla.
Just Can't Crush Carla, brought to you by Planet Fitness. Jackie and Harvey is going to attempt to crush you today, Carla. How are you, Jackie?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're good. And I listen, hoping that you'll win $1,000. You know, you got to start, though, by kicking Carla out of the room.
Anything you want to kick her out? Kick it out, Carla. No, he's a little shy. All right. Sorry, Carla. You got to go.
There you go. Mama's going to kick you out. All right. So it's 5 pop culture questions. Get more correct than Carla. Crush Carla. And $1,000 is yours. We'll start with question number 1. Ariana Grande is reportedly back with her ex, Ricky Alvarez. In which song does she sing the lyrics, "Wrote some songs about Ricky, now I listen and laugh"?
Thank you, next.
Question number 2. BTS took out a mysterious ad in several newspapers showing the members standing at a row of urinals to promote their next single. Name a member of BTS.
Oh, my God. Jimin.
Question number 3. Tom Cruise will make an appearance at the World Cup final, and Jennifer Hudson will sing the U.S. national anthem. Which singing competition helped Jennifer Hudson rise to fame?
American Idol.
Question number 4. According to Peru's official registry, over 500 babies have been named after soccer player Erling Haaland. Which team did Haaland play for in the World Cup?
Norway.
Question number 5. Today is National Hot Dog Day. To celebrate, Mariano's in the South Loop will be making a 50-foot Chicago dog and offering slices to the first 100 guests. True or false, hot dogs were invented in Chicago? All right, let's get Carla back in here. While she's on the way, okay. And I hear that you're learning a new hobby.
Yes, trying. I was saying it's been in my closet for like years at this point.
Mm-hmm.
My little crochet kit, but we're dusting it off. We're going to give it a shot.
You're learning to crochet. I saw kids crochets kits at Target yesterday, and I thought that's cool that like people are learning how to do that younger and younger. What is the first thing you're going to crochet?
So it's actually a little bit symbolic. My favorite show is Friends, and I share that interest with my best friend. So she got me it's the sofa that they would sit at in Central Perk.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to make the sofa.
You're trying to make the orange couch? Cool.
Oh, wait. Yes. I love that. And I'm right there with you. You know those packs that you sell for kids to crochet?
Yeah.
My boyfriend of 2.5 years ago bought me like 6, and I haven't started
you
a
haven't
single
done
one.
You should.
You're inspiring me, yeah. Jackie.
Okay, and Jackie, when this is done, because I'm a big show, big fan of the show Friends as well. Please DM a picture of that to me on Instagram so I can see it at John Moog, JohnMoug. A little plug for my Instagram too, if anybody wants to follow. But I can't wait to see that. Yeah. All right. Welcome back, Carla.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4 correct for our friend Jackie and Harvey. Let's see how you do. Question number 1. Ariana Grande is reportedly back with her ex, Ricky Alvarez. In which song does she sing the lyrics, "Wrote some songs about Ricky, now I listen and laugh"?
Thank you, next.
Yes.
And I believe the new line is, "Wrote some songs about Ricky. We always find our way back."
Oh,
and I'm
okay.
Like, girl, stop.
Well, they're officially back together.
No, I know.
Question number 2. BTS took out a mysterious ad in several newspapers showing the members standing at a row of urinals to promote their next single.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's funny. Name a member of BTS.
Any of them. J-Hope?
Yes, that is a member.
You had to check.
I had to read through the list. I would have only known Jungkook.
Yeah.
Question number 3. Tom Cruise will make an appearance at the World Cup final, and Jennifer Hudson will sing the U.S. national anthem. Which singing competition helped Jennifer Hudson rise to fame?
She's an American Idol girl.
That's right.
Was she the first winner? No, that was Kelly Clarkson.
No, yeah, that was Kelly Clarkson.
But she was one of the first seasons.
She was in the earlier on, yeah. Question number 4. According to Peru's official registry, over 500 babies have been named after soccer player Erling Haaland. Which team did Haaland play for in the World Cup?
Norway.
Yeah. Question number five. Today is National Hot Dog Day, and to celebrate, Mariano's in the South Loop will be making a 50-foot Chicago dog and offering slices to the first 100 guests.
I love that.
True or false, hot dogs were invented in Chicago.
False.
False is correct. So actually, the buns and the sausage are from Europe. New York invented what we consider the modern hot dog, though.
In my head, I was like, this seems like something that happened in New York.
Yeah. So, yeah, five for Carla, four for Jackie and Harvey. Unfortunately, you know what that means, Jackie.
Oh, yeah, I do. This is Jackie from Harvey, and I couldn't crush Carla today.
No, you couldn't, but we invite you to try back, okay?
Everyone always wants to come back, and they're like, I'm going to get her.
One of these, I mean, you're pretty good. You got
no,
four.
I have to. My daughter has asked me forever to give a call, and I just haven't.
Okay, well, you know what? Have a great day. Thank you for listening, and we'll do this again tomorrow at 7:50, okay?
Thank you. This was fun. Have a great day, guys.
Right, you too.
All right, now I'm going to start the song over again. I thought we were going to be able to wrap it up in that amount of time.
No, but it was so nice of you to, like, keep it going.
Yeah, all right. It's Moog and Carla Mornings. It's B96, the Rhythm of Chicago.
B96, is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
All right, Shania's in Oak Park, and her boyfriend confessed something that, I don't know, man, I think this is super unforgivable.
Mm-hmm. He admitted to leaving my cat in a random part of town because he hated it.
Yeah. break up with his ass.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I...
What has happened here?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what it is with him, but my cat has always hated him. For the last 2 years we've been together, my cat Pequod has always
Pequod
scratched.
Is that after Pequod's pizza?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's funny. So Pequod doesn't like him.
No, he scratches and hissed at him. I thought he would eventually get over it, but he never did. I genuinely thought my cat ran away because he hated my boyfriend, but it turns out my boyfriend got rid of him.
So,
and the only reason I know is because we got wasted at Hubbard Inn in River North, and he blurted it out.
Okay, so he just decided, I don't like this cat. I'm going to make it look like it got lost or it got out. But
he said he just had to tell me because it's been killing him, because he can tell that I obviously miss my cat. But, like, I can't believe he did it. You know, like, he's a best psychopath behavior. You know, and that's my cat. And he said he was stressed about his job, couldn't take it for another minute, whatever. He's super sorry. Like, what? You're sorry?
Well, now I know why your cat hates your boyfriend, because he saw it coming. He was like, this guy's going to literally drop me off in some random part of town.
Yeah. Tell me something good about this guy, because this just sounds like somebody that you would run from.
So, he did end up bringing my cat back.
Okay.
Luckily, it was, I don't know what he was thinking. He left him in a gated park, so he was able to, like, find him and get him back. But it doesn't negate the fact that he did that in the first place. Like, yeah. If that's your thought, that's really frightening to me. Like terrifying.
You could have easily never gotten your cat back. Somebody could have found it, taken it home. It could have gotten
hit by a car.
Yeah.
So I can't even think like that, because it makes me nauseous. And my cat, by the way, my cat is right next to me right now. I mean, and he says hi. And he's receiving all of the snuggles. It's just, but still will not look at my boyfriend. And honestly, it's hard for me to look at him too right now. So.
Yeah. I mean, I think my gut says end this.
He did bring the cat back, but
only because he felt like extreme guilt and saw how sad she was.
Okay, he felt let me try to be devil's advocate. He felt extreme guilt. He saw how sad you were. He realized, oh my gosh, what I have done is crazy.
Yeah.
And so it's not like he pretended forever. Like, at least we know he has a little heart, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you're just tuning in, it's Shania in Oak Park. Her boyfriend and her cat do not get along, so he got rid of the cat, took the cat elsewhere, dropped it off. She thought her cat was lost, and his goal was just to make it look like the cat got lost, got out, and was never going to come home. Anyway, she was very upset. He felt guilty and went and found the cat. She's got it back, but doesn't know she should stay with this guy because he's psycho. Can it be a match? I mean, he did go back and get the cat. I'll give some credit for that, but...
But do we reward fish for swimming?
Yeah. I want to know, is there anybody who's listening who's like, you know, who can sort of see a match in this? Or straight up, is it just a mistake? 877-591-9696. We need to hear from you this morning, and we need to help Shania out.
Yeah, I need to hear from a cat lover and a cat hater.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's up to you to decide. I love it. Is it a match or a mistake?
It's B96. It's Morgan Carla Mornings and Match or Mistake. This is an interesting one today with Shania, who is, she's got a cat that she loves. The cat's name is Pequod. Her boyfriend does not like the cat, does not get along with the cat. He tried to get rid of the cat, and he just left him out in the city somewhere.
Yeah. He found the cat.
He felt bad, went back, got the cat. But there was a while where she thought her cat had just gone missing, and he said, look, sorry I did this. Your cat is back. And she's like, can this relationship be a match, or is it a mistake? So he did the thing. He also brought the cat back. So what do you think? 877-591-9696. Is there anybody who could possibly think they should be together after something like this? Let's talk to Beatriz in Chicago. You say it's a mistake. What are your thoughts?
She should run, block, delete everything. First of all, he was disrespectful. He was disloyal. He was dishonest.
Ooh.
He was sneaky.
Yeah.
And most of all, he was non-caring about anything that she treasured in her life.
Well, and beyond her treasuring something, like, that's a living being.
Yeah, to just put it out like that.
Yeah, that had to be so scary for that cat.
Are you a cat person, Beatrice?
Yeah, not only that, but it's illegal. It's illegal what he did as well. So he broke the law as well. Okay. No, run. You don't want somebody like that. No, no, no. She has to run. The cat, in 2 years' time, he should have tried to gain their trust. It's called churros. It's called treats.
Yeah.
Treats. Oh.
We have seen many, many people. Yep. Many people on Instagram that say, oh, I got with a boyfriend, girlfriend. They didn't like them. And now they're sleeping together. They're la, la, la.
Yeah.
No, that's a telltale sign. No, run.
All right. Thank you so much, Beatrice. And that is a solid vote
for mistake.
This is interesting because, on the other hand, Rosie is in Oaklawn, and you say this could very well be a match. Okay.
How?
Oh, yeah. Rosie?
Yeah, I think it's because cats are possessive. I'm a dog person, but if they've been together for 2 years and the cat's just jealous of the boyfriend, yes, he did wrong, but, I mean, at least he didn't cheat.
Wait, so you think that cheating is worse than taking somebody's pet and leaving it somewhere just randomly in the city?
It's a cat. I mean, you can get cats outside.
Spoken like it's a true dog person, Rosie.
Wow. Did you say you can get cats outside? My God.
Okay.
If you care about your cat so much, you would still let it out, right? You let it out free. I mean, a car could hit it if you're that caring of a cat. I wouldn't let my dog out like that.
Well, she didn't let it out. He tried to get rid of that cat. Now, I wouldn't do that either. Also, have a cat and, like, don't let her go outside.
I will, I guess, play devil's advocate and piggyback off of what Rosie said. Because let's think about it this way, right? Rosie, you said you're a dog person, right?
Yes, for sure.
And do you have a dog right now?
Yes, 18 years.
18 years, dang. Okay, if you, let's say, were to have a partner, and after 2 years, the dog just kept not liking your partner, do you think that you would be willing to get rid of your dog?
18-year-old dog.
In order to make sure that your partner felt, like, comfortable.
And your dog could legally buy cigarettes.
No. Dogs are different. Dogs are like...
Okay.
Yeah,
but see,
dogs are loyal. Cats are... Oof.
Now, listen, I'm a dog person who also happens to have a cat. But it's still an animal. It's still a life that looks at you and wants your pets and attention and cuddles. I disagree with you, and I never thought today that I would have to say it's inappropriate to take someone's cat and just get rid of it because you don't like it.
Without having a conversation first.
but you know what? Thank you very much for your input, Rosie.
All right. Take care.
Bye, Rosie.
Okay, so again, it's Match or Mistake. It's Shania in Oak Park, whose boyfriend got rid of her cat. Just put it out and was like, oops, the cat got lost. Left it out on the street somewhere.
Yeah, no, and it's a messed up thing to do. I think it's a little bit easier to have the conversation more lightheartedly, only because the cat is okay. And we are...
The cat is okay. So he felt guilty, he brought the cat back and was honest about it. Is it a match or is it a mistake? We've got to vote for match. Strangely, and we got to vote for mistake. Somebody break the tie. And also coming up next, we're going to check in with Shania again and see kind of where her head's at. It's Mogan Carla Mornings. Match or mistake on B96. It's B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings. Mog's Mega Minute. Our trivia game is coming up here at 8:40 for your chance to win $1,000. Right now, we got Match or Mistake with Shania in Oak Park.
Yeah, I'm like, bring it back to this. Her
boyfriend got rid of her cat, Pequod. Put it out on the street and then said, oh, I think the cat got out. And then later had a change of heart and said, you know what? I did this, but I brought it back and I'm sorry. Cat could have gotten killed, eaten.
Anything.
Could have gotten run over. So she's wondering, like, can I be in a relationship with somebody who's done this to me? I think they've been together for a couple of years. Now, we have asked, is it a match or a mistake? I want to be clear that most of the calls that are coming through, and there have been a lot, most of these have said mistake. What I find interesting is the couple, though, that say it's a match, and that includes Dory and Niles. And Dory wants us to have a little grace, it sounds like, right?
Of course.
So explain. You say it could be a match.
Of course I think it's a match because they've been going on. He's been dealing with this process. He's been trying to work with the cat, and the cat has not been nice to him, and he got an idea. His idea was bad, but the good part about the whole thing is that he right away told her. He didn't keep that there, and the cat could have died, the cat could have ran away.
Well, it wasn't right away. I mean, she did mourn the loss of the cat for a little bit, or at least she was concerned that it wouldn't come back.
We don't know how long, but... But it wasn't like a day. It was, you know.
It was longer maybe than
a
show.
So we don't know how long. So that's a question that we don't know. So what I could say is, as long as it wasn't months, then I think it's all right. I mean, maybe a day. I would okay with it.
But you say because he had a change of heart, you would give him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt.
I think so. Because he bring the cat back and because he was honest. About it.
Right.
I would definitely give him another chance because you bring the cat back. I mean, and the cat is good and they could take him to some kind of training or something so that he could love the guy, you know, and maybe get to love each other. I mean, if she wants to keep him in his life and he's willing to do it, then go for it. I say keep him.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that.
And she's standing 10 toes down. Bye, Dory.
I respect the differing opinions because to me, it's such an obvious run. This guy is psychotic. And I think for Nikki in Humboldt Park, you feel the same way, right?
No.
Well, no.
Not at all. This is a mistake in capital letters.
Okay, yeah, that's what I mean. You think like this is kind of psycho behavior, right?
Definitely a splash of psycho behavior.
A splash.
Like, what if the cat been a baby instead? Will he have just got rid of that too? I don't know. Mm-hmm. He's been with her for 2 years, so he knows exactly how much that cat means to her. If he truly loved and respected her, he never would have done something like that.
Yeah, it is.
You know, on top of that, I'd be on edge all the time after this. I would never feel comfortable leaving my cat alone with him again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't even think about aftermath of something like this. So say you do patch it up, then you're always like, okay. Then if there's an interaction between the cat and the guy that's negative, you're like, oh, great. Is the cat going to go missing again? Yeah.
I think it's one of those things where I understand like being frustrated at an animal, especially if it's just been a really negative relationship for years. Like that is frustrating to deal with, but you have to find another way to deal with it because I feel, because I'm not a cat person or a dog person.
Right, but you,
and I still wouldn't do this.
You wouldn't just take them and get rid of them.
I would break up with the person before I tried to get rid of their cat or dog. Yeah, yeah. Like, for real. Yeah.
Nikki, thank you so much.
It's a full extreme.
Yeah. this is extra. All right. Thank you, Nikki.
Yes, it's so extra, and that's what bothers me, that he went the extra way. Could have put the cat in a room with some water and food and closed the door or something.
Right.
Turn up the music. I don't know, but not just get rid of it and then let her cry about it, and you only want to get that cat back because you felt guilty.
Do you have a cat?
If I felt guilty, that cat would still be gone.
Do you have a cat or a dog?
I have a dog for 9 years, but I also love cats, too. I love fur babies, period. You know, so it just makes me feel bad that happened to the cat.
Yeah.
And I can understand the fact that she mourned the cat to let him know how much that cat meant to her.
Yeah, 100%. Well, thank you very much for that, Nikki, and have a great day, okay?
You too.
All right. Shania, now it all comes back to you. You've heard the calls, a lot of mistakes, a couple of people who said you should give them the chance, but what do you think? Is it going to be a match or a mistake?
Honestly, there's just no coming back from this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact that my cat just despised him so much, maybe my cat was trying to warn me, honestly. I don't know. I'm not a pet psychic, but there's no coming back from this. I don't think that I can.
It's unforgivable. He tried to get rid of your cat by taking it elsewhere and dropping it off.
Yeah, it's not like and it's a living, breathing organism per thing.
Yeah.
Being?
Yeah.
It's alive.
Yeah, this is your pet. Mm-hmm. This is your Pequod. This is your cat.
Yeah.
Like, that's, to me, that's unforgivable.
It is.
And honestly, a red flag as, I mean, that's not psychotic tendencies. I mean, that's something that they see in the kids who inflict pain on animals is usually the biggest indicator of somebody who has psychotic.
You mean like Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yeah, exactly. You don't want yourself, you don't want to get too far down the path with this guy.
That's what I thought about, honestly.
Yeah.
Dahmer.
Well, you're making, I think, the right choice. Get rid of the dude. You and Pequod celebrate with some Pequods.
Yeah, actually, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. Wow, that's
table
a lot
for
to
two.
Yeah.
You and Pequod.
I'll order in.
Yeah. All right. Well, best of luck, Shania.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Show us what you got so you can win. Mugs Mega Million Man.
10 questions, 60 seconds. It's time to play Mugs Mega Million Man. All right, we have Erica and Christian in Hyde Park today.
Okay, double trouble.
Yeah, you guys are going to team up for this. Is that right?
Yeah, yes. Good morning. We're so excited. All right. We love you guys.
Oh, well, we love you right back.
Love you too.
And we're excited for you. This is a chance to win $1,000. So put your brains together, and we're going to start real simple, okay? 10 trivia questions in 60 seconds. Get them all. I forgot how it goes. If you get them all correct, then you win that money. Here we go. What state is Chicago in?
Illinois, you got it.
Correct. Which cereal has bunches of oats?
Ooh. Honey bunches of
correct.
Oats. Correct. Yeah,
what channel aired Rugrats?
Nickelodeon.
That's correct. At which fast food place can I get a Baconator?
Wendy's.
Correct. If you live in Puerto Rico, what country are you a citizen of?
United States.
Correct. Halfway there. What does Mario eat to level up?
Mushroom.
Correct.
Mushroom.
Who directed the first Jurassic Park movie?
Steven Spielberg?
That's correct. Which founding father is on the $10 bill?
Oh, boy. Thomas Jefferson?
Incorrect.
Benjamin Franklin?
What is the smallest ocean in the world?
Indian Ocean?
Incorrect. What is the largest hot desert in the world?
Oh,
man.
That was correct. The Sahara is correct.
So you two were moving right along there for a minute until we got to which founding father is on the $10 bill. Carla?
It is Mr. Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah. And then what is the smallest ocean in the world?
The Arctic Ocean.
The Arctic Ocean. But you knew that you say Sahara? I say Sahara.
We're probably both wrong.
Yeah, probably.
Where is it even?
Africa?
Yeah, okay, cool. Happening.
I don't know why I said that with a question mark.
Because you're not sure, and that's okay.
I'm 82% sure.
You know what? We're not geography teachers. We are allowed to be wrong.
That's true. And unfortunately, so are you guys, Erica and Christian, because you did not win Moog's Mega Minute, nor did you win $1,000 today. But we hope you had fun.
We did. We love you guys.
Oh, we love you too. I'm curious, how old are you, Christian?
I'm 10.
You're how old? 7?
10.
Okay. And do I understand that you're headed to camp?
Yeah.
When is this camp? Today?
Yeah, tomorrow is basically the last day for us.
Okay.
All right. Well, have fun. Have fun at camp. Have the best time, okay?
They're doing amazing with you because you know a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon and have a great day. B96, show us what you got
so you can win Moog's Mega Minute. Thanks to DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE or youraccidentattorneys.com.
Now, before we go, we would like to hear some little victories. So feel free to call and share yours. 877-591-9696. Could be that you're going to camp.
Yeah, that's super exciting. Or it could be that you're going home because you realized that no one's in the office today. And what a blessing that would be.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
If your boss was just like, you know what? Not today.
No, everyone just go home.
Don't worry about work today.
Take the day. You know, I'm always jealous of my friends that are like half hybrid, half work at home. Mm. Because, and I won't say where they work, but they're never working.
They're chilling.
They're literally never working when they work from home. They're like, oh, I'm going to the coffee shop. Oh, I'm going to the beach. Like, I don't think I have ever seen them work.
Yeah, you know, and we can't. We have to be in the studio together. If we tried to do a work from home, it'd be all kinds of, hello, can you hear me? It would be that.
Yeah.
That would be our show.
It would sound so bad.
All right. Let's get your little victories. I guess that's the point here. 877-591-9696, and we'll celebrate them coming up next.